Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week. Stephen Novotny 5 days a week as well, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. I want to talk with you about Serena Heckathorn. Serena Heckathorn is gold. I tell everyone that only because it is true. Full disclosure, she is my health insurance agent. Full disclosure, I think the world of her. Full disclosure, she is an advertiser, and I cannot say enough good stuff about her. They've got two offices. The new one in St. Clairsville is doing gangbusters. The one in Steubenville is doing gangbusters. And the people that they have, that she has working there are just the best. Michaela, who manages the office in St. C and Mary and Steubenville and all the health markets insurance agents are just wonderful. If you are looking for great health care coverage for a reasonable price, Health Markets Insurance Agency, Serena Heckathorn is gold. I use her. Leslie uses her. We just think the world of her. So get in touch with Health Markets Insurance Agency, St. Clairsville office, and also the Steubenville office. And when you do, tell them that Dimitri sent you and say that Serena Heckathorn is gold, and they will know exactly where you got the message from. She is a special lady. She really is a very, very special lady. All right, another special lady right here is Carly Dittmar, and she is a citizen journalist. She is a concerned citizen. She lives in Fulton. Some people think of her as a pain in the ass who stirs up all sorts of trouble. I feel the same way, but I love this woman, and she does great work, and she is exposing the absolute shame, the utter disgrace that is the homeless situation now in Wheeling. The vagrants are destroying everything. And you went to one of these homeless encampments, and the pictures are just appalling. They're absolutely appalling. I posted around 50 of them this morning on my Facebook page. Take a look at them. See for yourself. No, we're not just, you know, blowing smoke here. Just see for yourself the disgrace that these vagrants have created in this once lovely, lovely city. So, Carly, talk with me about Fulton Creek and the possible problems that these vagrants are going to be causing.
Well, right now, the Fulton Creek is full of ice. And I can remember when I was a kid, you know, we had the ice jam that broke and flooded the whole neighborhood. And right now, it's at a standstill, full of ice, as you can see.
Right.
And when you look at these pictures, and you see these mounds, not piles, but mounds of garbage that, you know, these people say they're saving, and it's nothing but junk. This is all going to be in our neighborhood. It's going to be caught, jammed up at the dam, and then we're going to have another bad situation on our hands. So I don't know why the city, knowing that Fulton, you know, floods, would put them, as you can see, right up against a creek bank.
Yeah. Yeah.
And another issue is when these people are drinking and taking drugs, that's another issue. What if they fall right over this bank?
Yeah.
When a doctor put an IV in one in this zero weather and said, well, none of them have died yet, I was appalled. I'm thinking, is this the agenda? Because a woman in another county here in West Virginia did die in a homeless camp.
Jeez.
From drinking and couldn't make it back to her tent. Never woke up in the morning. The people couldn't get her awake. So I don't know if we're waiting for somebody to die and then we can make this a bigger issue and say, let's start building buildings, when we need this doctor that has volunteered to speak to our city council.
What's his name?
His name is Dr. Norman Wood.
Norman Wood. He lives here in the valley.
He did the biggest drug bust in California years and years ago. You can Google.
Can we get him on the show here?
Definitely.
Okay, I'd love to do a whole special.
Because he wants to give us ways to help these people, to weed them out, the ones that can be helped, the ones that need to be in hospitals and change the laws so they stay in until they get some help.
Oh, yeah, mental institutions. You need mental institutions.
Weed the ones out that can actually get jobs, which I'm going to volunteer myself and take people around if I have to.
In your home?
No, not in my home. I'm going to take them around to look for jobs.
Oh,
everywhere you go, it says we're hiring.
Well, the problem is they don't want jobs because...
two of them. A young man put his head between his legs and said, I'm not working. A young man. I said, do you want to stay like this the rest of your life?
He put his head between his legs?
When I said, there's all these places that are hiring, he was at the Life Hub.
Okay. So, well, you know, my belief, and nobody else talks about this, is the reason that these vagrants, these bums, these junkies do not get jobs is because then they would lose their income. Social Security Administration pays them more than $900 a month for SSI and disability income. And if they are no longer, quote, homeless, if they are employed, they lose all the free money that they are getting from our retirement incomes with Social Security. And the media never discusses this. I am the only, I mean this literally, I'm the only person I know in the media, nationwide, locally, nationwide, wherever, who keeps bringing this up. The real problem is that we are paying these people to remain homeless. We are paying
then
them.
Then check the senators that I have contacted about that very issue.
Yeah.
I said the reason we have green card illegals working in our country,
yeah.
Well, they're not illegal if they're green cards. If you can't fill a position in a business
mm-hmm.
with your own citizens, mm-hmm. there comes your green card workers. I said, I'm trying to find out now, who do I get to check into all this welfare, all this SNAP, all these giveaways? And now I found out that at the Life Hub, they're mandated to sign in, and that's also a mandate so they can get more funding if there's more people that sign in, so they are signing people's names in that aren't there. And I have
You know this for a fact?
I was told by somebody that stays there and witnessed the last time I was there, people signing in and leaving.
And the Life Hub is fine with that because that way they get more funding.
That's exactly right.
My God, what a racket this
is. Now, I wonder.
My God, what
a racket.
Why
doesn't the city have someone down there?
We can have a whole long discussion about the city, and we're going to get to that. You had mentioned before about you actually witnessed this white Mercedes pulling up into one of the homeless camps, and a very sketchy-looking person got out, and all the homeless people ran around there. You think it was drug distribution?
I know it was.
Now, you said there was also a pickup truck?
He was behind the white Mercedes, and he was passing out free cell phones. Do you know what I pay a month for my cell phone?
Too much?
Way too much.
Yeah. And they're handing out cell phones.
They're handing them out.
And that means
And then we've got the mom van. She comes around.
What? The mom van?
Yes, it's a woman that is moms for the homeless.
Yeah.
Who could be taking these people for job interviews.
Right.
But no, she's passing out dog bones and dog food and giving
dog,
these people
dog food.
Supplies.
They eat dog food?
I go to look for dog treats for my dog, and a lady and I are standing there, and it happens all the time. We're like, look at the price of these bones. I said, I'm going to let my Doberman start gnawing on my ankles. And they're passing this stuff out to people. Hey, do you have treats for my dog?
Well, they have pets?
They have pets there. They stay in crates.
This is unbelievable.
And this is another reason some of them won't go inside. Where do we take our pets? So what are we going to do now? What happened to the low barrier shelters? Thank God we didn't get them. But are they?
Well, that's what the Life Hub is.
Well,
low
it is
barrier
and it isn't. It was supposed to be a portable that you could knock down, move it from one location
the
to
life
another.
The Life Hub.
No. The low barrier shelters that they were talking about before this last election.
All right, and low barrier simply code for the homeless don't want to obey any laws.
But it's portable. It's so they can tear it down and move it.
Absolutely unbelievable.
I would like one of these city councilmen to put this in their neighborhood. That's what I'd like to see. Put it
in there. What else have you seen, Carl?
Because my neighbor's video cameras or security cameras are going off like crazy. I sent it to our police chief.
What does that mean? What are they going off like crazy?
That means these people go around at night. They stole from the landscaper in the neighborhood.
What?
All his supplies. Anybody in that
Across
alley.
Across the street from Generations?
No, this was down at on Fulton Street.
Okay.
And then up on Wagner, up on the hill, they go up there. Anything
they steal?
Well, they stole his lawnmowers that are out, his ladders that are out, his wheelbarrows that are out. Anybody that had hoses that they unscrewed them, took them. What they're gonna and they don't use them; they sell them for the white Mercedes that comes in at night.
Again, that's one of the ways
that
they pay for their drugs
during the day.
My God in heaven. Who pays for the phone service?
They're
getting these
no
free
idea.
Phones.
Free phones.
Well, somebody's got to be paying for the service.
Probably. Well, you and me in the end. But who knows? That could be under Social Security also. I don't know.
What else did you see at these homeless? Not even encampments. I mean, it's just these homeless garbage dumps is a better way of saying
homeless
it.
Homeless garbage dumps.
What else did you see?
What else can I say? It's just nothing but garbage.
All right. Let's talk about this. By the way, live exclusive interview. And again, the media doesn't want to touch this story.
There is help for these people.
Yeah, but the media doesn't want to touch
this. But as long as you don't have help, then you have make jobs. I call them tree huggers. If you don't have illegals, you don't have people that have make jobs to take care of them.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have the homeless, then you don't have tree huggers that have. Now, that's where I get myself into trouble. They think I don't care for them. I took food down to these people the other day. I've given them bags of clothes and no more because look at what happens.
Oh, it's disgusting.
They end up in a pile. So it's not that I don't care for them. I want a permanent solution.
Well, I think what you're saying, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but correct me if I'm wrong. I think what you're saying is that the so-called homeless advocates who get paid, I mean, this is part of their job.
That's right.
That if they solve the problem of homelessness, they're out of work.
They have to get a real job.
Exactly. They're out of work. So that's the one thing that the homeless advocates cannot do.
Exactly.
They cannot solve the problem because now they're out of work and all of these organizations that get all this money for the homeless, well, if you solve the homeless problem, they no longer get all of that money. I've been talking about that forever. And again, I'm the only one. And the local media, my God in heaven, you have done more to expose the decay and the corruption and the disgusting conditions of these homeless garbage dumps where these people are staying.
They won't put it in the media.
Why won't they do that?
We even have that local media person that goes to the city council. And I'm sorry, you know who I'm talking about.
Actually, I don't.
Who? Well, I don't want to bring up his name, but he does.
Okay. I literally don't know who you're talking about. I'm not trying to be coy.
Well, I'll tell you off air. But
just tell me. It's all right. I don't care.
His name is Justice Hudson.
Who?
Justice.
Hudson?
Justin Hudson.
Who is that?
H-U-D-S-O-N. He's a local media journalist.
For who?
And if I sent for Wheeling. He's on Facebook. You have to look him up.
I never heard of that.
I'll send him things that are articles about the Jamaicans back when all that. They eat the dogs.
The Haitians. Yeah.
And there was a Haitian on there that said, my dad did this. This is a tradition.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm not putting that in the media. He says, that came out of your hero Trump's mouth, and so I'm not. So he's not going to post this.
Well, the billionaire Bob, who lives in a beautiful condo in Mount Washington as he wags his finger down at us all the time. Why won't the newspapers or the TV stations cover this?
Probably because they're in cahoots with the people that, you know, have these make jobs. I mean, the doctor that goes down there and checks on them and says, well, you know, nobody's died yet. He's with these people, the moms, mothers for homeless, another activist that was just down my throat on Facebook, and I didn't block her. She finally blocked me after the election. But, you know, they think because I complain about this, I want to solve this problem.
You're exposing the problem. You're not covering it up. You're the one who's exposing
but
it. The local media is covering it up.
This woman would not have a job.
Exactly.
That's one of the make. I wonder where that mom van came from is what I'd like to know. And I know this girl. I love her. I've known her all my life.
Yeah.
I mean, God bless her for wanting to help, but still, let's do some help that's going to end this mess.
Who is your city councilman, Fulton?
Ben Seidler. He said.
Jeez.
He said.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Months ago.
Yeah.
We've spent too much time and too much money on the homeless, and it's not working. And I looked at I thought, I've been called all kind of names because I told you this 2 years ago.
Exactly. Are they still spending money on the homeless though in Wheeling?
I guess. I mean, we've got, well, I don't know if they are, but they're not solving the problem.
It's getting
worse.
They're
letting Catholic Charities, the youth services system.
It's getting worse.
It's
these pictures
and
are
And I don't
outrageous.
Care that some of the council people don't want to listen to this doctor. The citizens want to, I thought that they were
Well, get
us.
Him on the show. Just call him and I'll do 2 hours on this with you and him and anybody
well and
else.
Good. But why would your city council not want to listen to what the citizens that voted them in?
Because then they would have to solve the problem. And they don't want to solve the problem. They want to appear as if they care a lot about the problem, but they never solve the problems. That's what government is all about. If you solve the problem, you no longer need government. You no longer need the politicians. So they have to do this dance where it's like, oh, we're really concerned about this, and these people are falling through the cracks, and this, that, and the other. But they never, in fact, I have a simple test for people. You think government solves problems. All right, name a problem that the government has solved in the past 10 years. And all you get...
California hasn't solved this homeless problem in 20 years.
Exactly.
And next we're going to have illegals, and I sat next to one at MedX when they said, we'll never have them here.
Unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to ask some very tough questions about Wheeling government, including the new mayor who has been, and regarding homelessness, just so heartbreakingly disappointing. I mean... No one seems to care, except us.